You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions. It's radio, Red Heat and Rage, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Gabriel Moretzi, sitting alongside the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart, as March Madness has begun. You think it's about the selection show. That's like New Year's Eve. That's for amateurs, baby. Mark Lawrence is no amateur. He's been to the dance. Mark Lawrence will step up and in. Playbook.com. So Mark Lawrence, Gamblu.com, who will join us in Las Vegas next week. And speaking of Las Vegas, UNLV running Rebels and Air Force go to overtime. I've got Air Force plus 10, obviously tied, going to overtime. And UNLV are about to take a 10-point lead with 1 minute left in overtime. I'm on the over of the game as well, and it was sailing over the number. Yeah, this is unbelievable. Here it is. Air Force have the ball with under a minute left, taking it to the rack. A kid's going to the line. Is that an N1?
It's one of the worst things in sports, having a huge dog and the game going into overtime. I remember one of my biggest bets ever in college, the same thing, Gabe. I had a team at 11.5 dogs. They lost by 12 in overtime. Never forget it. That was when we were betting real hard, dimes and crazy stuff. That's what I hate it, man. I don't want to, when I see it, just end the game. I don't want even to deal with it. You think you got 10? It's crazy. Crazy stuff happens in overtime, man.
I once lost an overtime bet in football at plus 13.
Oh, God.
I was plus 13, and I lost. The other team scored,
yep.
Scored a touchdown. I was plus 12 and a half.
Yeah, and then the pick six.
Yeah, the other team scored, and then it was a pick six.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, like I double digits going into overtime, and I managed to lose.
That'll happen 0.0000000% of the time.
It was Casey Printers who threw the pass.
Oh, for TCU, former BC Lion.
It was a BC Lion game.
Oh, God. Brutal.
It was a BC Lion game. It was brutal.
That losing like that, that's just.
And I couldn't cash out.
I didn't know how to explain that.
The cash out is like a terror, man. Because like it, you know, it's easy to say no. I should have cashed out when it went to overtime. I mean, we hit the over. Except I'm going to remain. I'm poly positive right now.
No, it's okay. Hey, it's 8 points right now. There's 58.
We're
going to
get this.
8 points, right?
We're going to get this. So back up to 10. UNLV just missed a free throw, so it's 9.
Ooh.
And Facebook is a plague on society, but this is one cool thing they have. They have the Mountain West Conference tournament up. Come on, Air Force, quit, Air Force. No, he's going to dunk it now. He missed the dunk. Oh, my God. He missed the dunk. Hit the three.
Oh, bricks.
Hit it. No. Hit the damn basket.
There it is. That was awful. That sequence of bass. If that's what we're looking forward to March Madness, it's going to be called cardiac madness.
I've said it before, Cam, and I'll say it again.
God,
college basketball is bad basketball.
It is bad.
Like, see,
that was like
we
was
have the sound down, and you don't have the kids shrieking and stuff. You take the crowd away from college, you're just watching a bunch of stooge teenagers miss slam dunks.
I missed an easy dunk. Guys.
This is unbelievable. I told you though, I got to be poly positive. I got 9. It's unbelievable. They were down 9. The kid's smiling now, right now at UNLV. I've got 10 points, Cam. I'm down 9. UNLV's going in for the dunk. The kid got all like Jordan-esque. He jumped up. He tried to like.
That was.
It's like Matrix-like. The first part was like, holy crap, this looks like he's going to be a great dunk. The kid got stuck in the air and then he missed.
Smash.
He clanked the actual dunk. Unbelievable for the point spread right now.
Oh, that's crazy. No, and it's going to be still close to the number. What are we at right now? Oh, yeah.
It's 7.
That's why you stay positive. It's 7. That's right. Yeah, everything's going to be positive.
And you can just suck. Okay, it took Air Force like 4 attempts to hit it.
Watching those guys try to get the basket took years off my life. That was tough. So far, though, hey, let's talk about the tournament, though. The dogs early. You know, Louisville was a 2.5-point dog against Florida State. They got it done. Very scary. They had a nice 22-point lead in that that game. Florida State creeped back, but they got two down early. What's going on here?
You sound stressed.
And Colorado, hey, Colorado's a 7-point dog. And
I'm on Colorado.
Yeah, me too. Go Buffaloes. They're leading Arizona State 41-37 right now. So conference tournament plays rocking and rolling. And hey, the dogs so far look pretty good early. And Boston College was a 3.5-point dog, and they're beating NC State by 10. So far the dogs are barking.
71-59. In that basketball game. And I keep on not jumping in on the in-game over of that game. And it's really pissing me off that I'm not. Mark Lawrence will join us. We'll talk college basketball. I like a lot of dogs tonight, Cam, in the Big East tonight. Madison Square Garden, Big East basketball. We got a great matchup tonight. This is the Mike Cardano special. St. John's. You know, Cardano's a St. John's.
Red Storm.
Yeah, he was actually there in the Chris Mullin days.
Good times. Ron Artest.
Chris Mullin, now, of course, head coach of the Red Storm. No longer the Redmen. You know, the McGill University team in Montreal, they're still the Redmen.
They are the Redmen. Yeah, exactly. They're not too bad.
But it turns out, like, the Redmen, it's not like a Redskins thing.
No, they're just the red men.
It's like an engineering term or something.
That's exactly. It's a very smart school.
Yeah, it is. They're smart. Yeah. Exactly. They're red men. It's not like a
That's what I said to the guy,
they
too.
Got shaken down, and they said, listen, let us educate you on this, all right? We're red men. Yeah. We're not. Yeah. It's not. It has nothing to do with any native. Yeah, it's red men. It's sort of like.
No skin tone, just brains.
Yeah. It's an engineering stud department.
Yeah, it's like a term of endearment for being a brainiac or something like that. I know. I'm with you.
At McGill, yeah, exactly.
You know what the best is, too? When you walk around with guys, like, you see, like, not many people wear their, like, you know, college jackets or anything like that, but people from McGill are, hey, I'm proud. I'm an engineer.
They don't want to show off. McGill is Canada's Ivy League school.
It sure is.
You know what's funny, Cam? I used to live right near the campus, and I used to walk through the campus every day, and I became buddies with the fullback on the team. People actually thought I went to school there.
Nice. Getting a good education at McGill.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I'm going to get screwed. It's 9. They just fouled the kid. They missed another putback.
So basically,
if he hits both, I'm going to lose. There's 14 seconds left.
No, you're not going to lose. If he hits both, like, this guy's got...
Wyoming fan.
Wyoming Cowboy fan's got money on
the game. Wyoming's like, don't hit the free throw. I know. It's Vegas. He's like, don't hit the free... Come on. Miss. Yes. Yeah.
Clank.
Yes. Miss again, kid. Come on. Miss.
Wow. UNLV down the stretch. Miss dunk. Miss free throws. Interesting.
Freaking Air Force, man. These freaking military academies. They won't quit.
No, they don't.
Tell them. I know. It's good and it's bad. I need you to quit.
Everything's hard for Air Force, but they're trying. That's the good news. Everything's difficult for these guys. Nothing comes easy.
God. Come on, man. Come on. Miss.
Okay, so it's 10 right now. What, you got a half point? You know what you need?
I got a push right now.
You need a basket.
They're going to foul after if they miss, probably.
Don't worry.
Come on.
And.
Yeah!
Oh! Hey, three.
Yes! Yes!
No, they're letting them dribble it out. There it is. Falcons.
I like it.
That's the baby,
Falcon.
That's the Falcon who got clipped, but he's still covered. I still got half the worm. Good for the Falcons. Oh, dude, that kid, that was a tough three.
I love it, too.
That three hit, too. That was a contested three.
This is just Facebook. If you don't think gambling runs the world, heart's broken. Push, win, yes. Like, it's, this is like, nobody, who's watching this game right now besides people that have money on it?
Not many.
Nobody.
Exactly.
Not many. Like, unless, you know, like, you're that much of a basketball purist that you just watched Air Force and UNLV. It was a crappy game.
That's why you bet on it. What did Mo Sislak say to Homer Gabe?
Hey, Homer, if it moves, you can bet on it. Winner.
That's what it's all about. Close. Hey, now these. Hey, NC State's starting to claw back a little bit. The Wolfpack. Oh, they're down 6 now. They were down huge. So things are going to get real interesting in these games. So we'll see what happens, man. I know we're both on the Wolfpack.
Boom. Hit Louisville in the over.
Yep.
Just hit Air Force in the over.
Good start to the
day. Nice little four wins.
Yep. Good start to the day.
I did lose an in-game Coastal Carolina.
Chanticleers? You went digging deep with Coastal Carolina.
You stupid punks.
You know who went to Coastal Carolina?
Who's that?
Dustin Johnson.
Did you really?
Yeah. Coastal Carolina. You know what?
I didn't know that.
It's not like McGill. I don't think there's very many engineers who go to that school.
What did Dustin Johnson major? Cocaine chopping? Cocaine chop 101.
Lawn maintenance. I have no idea. But yeah, Coastal Carolina. The Chanticleers, Fighting Rooster.
Where is he from?
He's from, I think, what state is he from? He's from...
Pearsley.
I think he's from Alabama.
I never thought about it before. I always assumed he's just like a California dude.
No.
Dustin Johnson.
No, I think he's more from the South. Yeah, we'll find out here.
Does he have an accent?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Well, you know, it's kind of mellow, but like...
Yeah, he talks low.
He's got a Southern drawl. He's got a little bit of a drawl. He is actually born in Columbia, South Carolina, Gabe.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. So he went to Coastal Carolina.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Chanticleer. Married to Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, now where's he live now? He lives in what, Beverly Hills or something?
Probably. I think he's got a house in California and in Florida. That's the thing. When you're a good golfer on tour, you got multiple dwellings. You don't have just one house. He's everywhere.
Yeah, like Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. Tiger Woods got a house in every state.
Tiger Woods had a house for like the blonde bimbo porn stars. He had a house like for the Asian ones. He had a separate, like,
yeah.
whole block of party houses.
Exactly. That's how they roll. At Columbia, South Carolina. That's where he's from.
I actually put together a golf lineup here, Cam.
Did you really?
I think it's a pretty good one.
Yeah, let me see.
And you know what? I never take Moops, but...
He plays well in this tournament.
I think he's pretty cheap. He's a heavy hitter, long course.
Actually, I'll tell you who I really, really like on your team that I debated as my top guy, Tony Finau. He's in my six-pack this week. I think he might win the tournament this week. He's 28-1, and I think that's a great pick.
Yeah.
Also, Louis Oosthuizen plays well in Florida. That's
Streelman.
A good pick. You know what Kevin Streelman is? Very steady.
That's what you need on this course.
Ben Martin is a guy that can play
ben
well.
Ben Martin's my value pick.
And Adam Hadwin is the defending champion. We'll talk more about this with our boy Tony Cincata. Gabe, I got two lineups. One with the – I did a studs and scrubs, and I did a mediocre one. So, yeah, I actually entered two contests today already for the golf tournament. Should be a great tournament at Valspar, man. It's
don't look now.
Oh my God.
NC State, don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
When I was down in your lobby before I came up, the nice concierge was actually nice in the Morenci Studios today. The other guy gives me attitude. I don't know what's up with that guy, but he's got a real problem.
The earlier guy doesn't like anybody. He doesn't talk to anybody.
Yeah, but the afternoon guy is really friendly. He's like, hey, how you doing? So I just had a coffee with him, and while I was doing that, I bet NC State at +9.5. So,
Oh, 9.5.
Yeah, that's well, Boston College was up 14.
I need NC
when
State.
When I came to the studio.
I need NC State to win this game.
I think we just tied her up.
77-75, Boston College.
You're ahead of me by a little bit.
We've got a tie game, Arizona State and Colorado. Mark Lawrence will join us in a couple of moments. We'll talk some college basketball. So we were talking about the Chris Mullin St. John stuff earlier. Listen, they didn't have a great year or anything like that, but they're going in the right direction.
They beat Duke this year. That's something to be proud of.
Yeah, they beat Duke, and I think they beat Villanova, too.
Yes, they did. They beat Villanova
back
and Duke.
Back-to-back games.
Yep. St. John's had that nice role.
Yeah, no, they played some decent basketball down the stretch. And the Georgetown Hoyas, people really didn't expect much from Patrick Ewing's Hoyas this year, but very young team, he recruited well, scrappy team, but this is going to be fun stuff. So you got Patrick Ewing versus Chris Mullin again in Madison. No, and it's actually, not at Madison Square Garden, though. It's at Barclays Center.
That would have been cool if it was Madison Square Garden, the old Indiana Pacers versus the Knicks memories.
Yeah. And St. John's.
Yeah,
exactly. And St. John's Georgetown.
That would be awesome.
Yeah. It's not. I know. I keep thinking MSG. MSG.
But we've been watching this stuff for years. Barclays just doesn't seem like the place. It's very weird. I'm with you. I love MSG.
No, excuse me. It is MSG.
I'm
confused by.
Who's
this,
at Barclays?
This NC State game's at Barclays.
But the other.
Notre Dame. I'm confused. Notre Dame are at Barclays tonight. Big East is at MSG, ACC Barclays.
See, okay.
My bad.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten was just at MSG.
Well, you know what the problem is? Half of those teams used to be in the Big Everyone
well,
was
yeah,
in
that's
the
a
Big
good,
East.
Very good point. Like, that's the way it is. You're a good call, Cam. Like, it's freaking confusing.
No.
That's why I was confused
today.
How the
hell is Syracuse AC when they're Big East? I grew
and
up
they're
Big
all,
East.
They're all playing in the same day. So it's like, and it's in New York. So you're just sort of like, yeah, it's at MSG.
When Georgetown played Syracuse, it was a Big East battle.
That would be awesome if they had the ACC and the Big East tournament at the MSG on the same day.
Exactly.
That would be wicked.
You're right.
You get an ACC game, and all right, now we get a Big East game. An ACC game, now you get a Big East game. New York City. What, man, if you're a college basketball fan this week,
that's the place to be.
Man, you go to, you know, right now, you go to MSG, you're watching the game, boom, man, you just hop on the subway, bam. You're at MSG tonight. You're at Barclays right now. You're at MSG tonight for the Big East stuff.
Yeah, you get the. If you're down south, you want to be in Vegas for the Kurt tournament games, and if you're up north, you want to be in New York. That's basically the way it is.
But I'm confusing myself. Let's just stop talking about where these teams are playing. They're all in New York. Notre Dame actually, Cam. Hard to believe they played this many damn games here, but they're actually 8-2 at the Barclays Center.
Interesting. Actually,
Notre Dame have fans everywhere. Virginia Tech is the trap tonight.
I like Notre Dame tonight.
Yeah, Notre Dame's the pick.
Of course it is, because they know what?
Because yesterday they were flat against Pitt.
Exactly.
And everybody's out there saying, they couldn't even blow Pitt
out.
Whatever, man. They were 17-point favorites. They knew they could just coast. They got through it. And another thing is Notre Dame were like 2 of 18 from three-point land yesterday or something.
We'll talk to Mark Lawrence about it.
It's not going to happen again.
You know what they were, though? They were good from the charity stripe. I think they were 24 for 26. So I'm very happy with that.
You know, and the thing with Virginia Tech, good team, Cam, but the thing with Vaught Tech is, yeah, they beat Duke. That's in Blacksburg with all those crazy fans, and they're cranking Metallica in between breaks and stuff. I don't know why more teams don't do that. The basketball, you start cranking metal and stuff.
Exactly.
It freaks people out.
Yeah, people rattle.
They're not used to it.
No, it's like a lot of these kids are kind of
like jump, and they sort of have like party music at a lot of the schools. Virginia Tech goes the other way. Yeah.
You it's say like you want to be angrier.
Yeah, it's like Megadeth and Metallica, Symphony of Destruction. Dun, 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 dun. And like you got like 20,000 kids jumping to Metallica at once.
Yeah, even the Virginia Tech football game's a little more aggressive than other schools.
Oh, yeah, they play like Pantera and stuff like they do.
Other schools are like, let's have fun.
So one thing I'll say about like the Hokies, yeah, their DJs at their sporting events, I like his style. He goes heavy. You know who plays the best music in the NHL? Dallas Stars.
Yeah, of course they do.
It's all Pantera.
They're friends with
Slayer.
Pantera. Yeah. We can talk about the party with the cup. Pantera did some things.
You know
with
who
it.
Plays the worst music? Mike Florio. Red Heat and Rage Radio continues.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
That's better, Florio. Much better.
Florio likes to pull your strings.
I gotta tell you
never know when the horns are coming or a little piano. Then he'll give you a couple jabs with some guitar riffs.
We want a heavy theme today, Florio.
Heavy.
Yeah, which means if I hear that song that you always play at 640, that's 640 break. What's it like, the Mighty Boss Tones or something?
Hey, game's having fun. Please cover the spread.
Nah, I don't mind this. It's kind of like a party. Hey, Air Force covered, man.
Can NC State come back for us?
Do we have Mark Lawrence? Is Mark Lawrence ready to go? Mr. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com, joins us, who wasn't with us last week. I want to wish Mrs. Lawrence a happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Took her to Orlando, which I don't understand, because Mark loves his wife, and then he turns around and takes her to Orlando for a day. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, Mark.
me and Cam spent a month in Orlando one night.
Let's just say we had a really interesting experience in Orlando. Yeah, Mark. It didn't end very well at Mike Dicka's resort.
No, I'm just kidding. If you're a dignified gentleman that's married and wants to go out for a nice dinner and a nice walk out on the boardwalk, and Orlando's a nice town.
If you're single goofs like us,
if you're single degenerates like me and Cam, who are pissed drunk at 4 in the afternoon and walking through drive-thrus, then you probably get picked up by Orlando PD. But that's besides the point. So, Mark, how you doing?
Well, safe to say I'm the former and not the latter. Yes, we had a good time up in Orlando. And, you know, hey, you have to do what you have to do. You've been married 50 years. Whatever the wife wants, the wife gets, if you know what I'm saying.
Congratulations.
You know what they say, Mark? Happy wife, happy life. Yeah. Right?
And that is exactly the truth.
You know what they say?
What?
No wife, no strife.
That's a good one.
I made that up.
That was very strong.
Right now. It's not bad.
No wife, no strife.
No, but Mark's got a lovely wife.
This is Mark.
Congratulations, 50 years. Unbelievable. I actually met her at the IFPC in Costa Rica. So, Mark, we just started off the show. I was really getting into this, man. Nothing worse, Mark. I had Air Force plus the points, goes to overtime, and then, boom, they're actually down by 9 with, like, 30 seconds, Mark. Kid on UNLV could have bumped it up to 11 and all but assured, like, after that they weren't going to cover the 9.5. He misses the dunk.
Yeah.
Air Force gets a layup after, hits a 3, barely ends up covering in overtime. Unbelievable. The March Madness has begun. But I got to tell you, Mark, the dogs are barking, man.
Ow.
From conference to conference to conference, the dogs are barking, man. It's the favorites are getting crushed.
Well, it's that time of the year the dogs get that new life this time of the year, getting ready either for the conference tourney or the big dance. And, you know, what they didn't do during the regular season, it's time to step up and deliver right now. It's no surprise to me. The dogs really love this time of the year.
Boston College and NC State right now, guys. 85-84, 40 seconds remaining.
What a battle. What a battle.
Man, we've had a lot of, 85-85. Let's go. Poly positive, baby. Poly positive. You know, Mark, I figure you'd respect our picks. You know, we're on the Colorado Buffaloes right now, plus the points and the over, sailing over the number right now. But let's jump in talking about these underdogs tonight and what a matchup we have tonight. Now, listen, stylistically, from a basketball perspective, Mark, you know, Georgetown and St. John's, these guys aren't going to the NCAA tournament, but you give me Patrick Ewing, you give me Georgetown, you give me St. John's and Chris Mullin in New York City, it doesn't get much better than that.
No, they've already taken Johnny's out twice this year. No respect here for the Hoyas in this basketball game. I think that dog, again, I think barks in this basketball game here tonight. Johnny's did pull a couple upsets this year, but their role was as a dog, not as a favorite. I'm with you. I think the Hoyas plus the points here.
Yeah, Mark, Gabe gave me a piece of the coffee club, which I like to read when I'm having a coffee. And a great point you brought up. Georgetown, 20-6 straight up in first tournament games, and they're getting points in that situation. So I hate to go against the boss, Morenci, but I think the Hoyas might have to be on the ticket tonight. I think that might be a good play, points and money line.
I think it works both ways. Like you say, points and money line. A lot of that 20-6 obviously was built with Patrick Ewing, John Thompson, that whole crew there. They're probably not anything close to that right now, but 20-6 is 20-6. That makes for a nice money line proposition, especially if you like the dog in the game.
We should note that the money's pouring in on the Hoyas right now, down to 3.5. Down to 3.5 in this basketball game. Intriguing card this evening. The Big East is fun, but Mark, we got Bedlam tonight, man. We got Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. It's amazing. About a month ago, there was talk about Trae Young and LeBron James talking about, how he has to go into the draft and Oklahoma this and Oklahoma that. These guys legitimately, there's talk about them being in the play-in game right now. If they lose this, but this is great because, you know, Bedlam, obviously such a great rivalry on the gridiron. But now these two teams face off in a Big 12 conference tournament in St. Louis. Oklahoma, 1-point favorites at both teams on the bubble, Mark. So you got real rivals. The alums hate each other, and it's a massive basketball game. The loser of this game could be on the outside looking into March Madness.
I think they could, Gabe, and I think you make a great point here that if Oklahoma is still on the bubble after this game, they will likely be in a play-in game because they want Young in this tournament here. They love to have his presence in the tournament. But you got two teams going in opposite directions right now. Oklahoma can't find the hole, and Oklahoma State is playing their best basketball of the season right now, and they're the dog in the contest. I think the pressure's all on the Sooners in this game.
Yeah, Mark, interesting game, a little bit off the radar, not as glamorous, but a team that was actually good to me in Gabe down the stretch was DePaul, Gabe. I remember people giving you grief in the Seton Hall game when they actually covered in this game, and a lot of trends going against Marquette here. Marquette, the Golden Eagles, 1-13 ATS in conference play with a 3 or more days rest in this one. A lot of stuff, Mark, reading your database, and DePaul getting 5.5 is a little bit intriguing, even though it's hard to throw it down with the Blue Demons.
It's a good set for DePaul here as well, Cam. You take a look. They're coming in off the loss. Marquette's off the win. And we pointed out in the coffee club this morning that Marquette, when they go into conference tournament play, they're off back-to-back wins. 10 games in a row, they've lost straight up and against the spread. I think DePaul's another live dog in the card here tonight. You can make cases for dogs. I think this is one of the better ones on the card tonight.
This is the one that I don't like, guys. This is the one that I don't like. Listen, DePaul played. DePaul had a nice last game, but ultimately they're not very good.
No,
they're not very good.
No, they're not.
Their little cover run is over, Cam. That was like a month ago and stuff. They're beaten down. And like, you know, all the numbers are against Marquette here. Marquette are also on the bubble. I just think Marquette are going to be two guys. I think DePaul hangs around in this game. But Marquette eventually pulls away. I mean, it, you know, could be famous last words that I say.
Yeah,
that.
You never know. You know.
A dog that I do like tonight. I don't understand this line, Mark. Oregon State and Washington tonight. Washington Huskies have gotten a lot of respect this year. +2.5 with the Washington Huskies against the Oregon State Beavers tonight. I like the Huskies in this spot.
I do, too. You got a number 7 seed taking a bucket from a number 10 seed. There's a lot of people out there that seem to like Oregon State in Vegas anyway. I don't know why. They're just, to me, a mediocre basketball team, and I think Washington is the better team here. Their record is better than theirs. You like dogs that have better records than their opponents, and they're taking points in these tournament games. I think this is an Oregon State team that's overrated, and I think the odds makers got the wrong favorite in the game. I agree with you.
Me and Cam were talking about this game earlier. I'm looking forward to your take on this one. Notre Dame and
yes,
Virginia Tech.
Yes.
One interesting thing, man, Notre Dame, they have alum everywhere, right? It's like Michigan last week in New York, man.
They take over the place.
Dude, it was louder there, like Michigan fans, than it is in Ann Arbor. Because you had all these New York City, Michigan alums. Notre Dame have alums everywhere, and you can pick them out because they're the ones picking their nose to show off their rings. yeah, it's an old Notre Dame joke. Yeah, you like that, right?
Yes. Yes, I do.
That's what they say, Mike. Right? You can always tell a Notre Dame grad. He's like picking his nose to show off his ring. Mark likes the old school humor. Right?
I like it too.
Like a modern millennial will be like, that's not funny.
Yeah,
I don't get it. Why is he picking his nose with a ring?
I love those jokes. I love fun jokes.
Because he's arrogant, kid. That's why.
Exactly.
But with that being said, listen, they're 8-2 at Barclays Center, Mark. Nope. Notre Dame fits like a glove into Brooklyn and into New York. Sort of like Duke, Notre Dame. There's these teams that they go into New York. They feel right at home. Notre Dame feels at home. To me, Virginia Tech are a much more dangerous team when they have their psychotic fans going crazy up there in Blacksburg. I like Notre Dame here, and I think a lot of people are going to be scared of Notre Dame because they look kind of pedestrian yesterday against Pitt.
Yeah, they did look pedestrian against Pitt. They did it all at the free throw stripe, 22 out of 25 in the second half in that basketball game. Couldn't hit the side of a barn outside the paint in that contest here. But again, we're talking about, once again, a higher-seeded dog in Virginia Tech against a Notre Dame basketball team that I don't think is going to go anywhere. In fact, I don't think Notre Dame is going to make the NCAA basketball tournament. If they go out here, for sure they won't. But I think even with the win, I think they're going to have troubles here. I think Virginia Tech's the better basketball team in there. The dog in the game.
Hey, Mark, we got to talk some of these, you know, the pre-tournament before the big dance. This is crazy stuff when line movement is concerned. And I take a look at the SEC. We have Vanderbilt taking on Georgia. Georgia laying 2.5, but Morenci, the total going from 135.5 in some places to 131.
They're wrong. We it's going to go over.
It's going to go, yeah. We might see some, well, you get, if you like the over, we see some line value. But, Mark, I'll tell you, some of these line movements have been insane.
Yeah, they've been moving violently here, and they're going to continue to keep doing so. There's no doubt about that. As far as this game is concerned here, I think the Georgia Bulldogs are a nice side in this contest here. You got a winning team that's playing a losing team. The winner's off a loss. The loser's off an upset underdog win. And to help make the matters for Georgia here tonight, Vandy took them out by 15 points earlier this year. You're not going to take – Vanderbilt's not going to beat anybody, drill anybody. They're not good enough of a basketball team. I think Georgia rolls in this game tonight.
I like where you're going with that. I like the Georgia Bulldogs.
Go Georgia.
I'm only going to, I can't disagree with Mark on multiple games, right? I'm going to lose if I don't. I'll disagree on the Marquette angle. What else do we have that's interesting tonight? That game is intriguing. Syracuse and North Carolina. Syracuse, another team that's on the bubble, Mark. Syracuse getting 7.5 tonight against the Tar Heels. Total's 141.5. Feels a little low. I'm going to be going with the over. What's your opinion on the side here with the Orange and the Heels?
I'd probably grab the points with Syracuse just because of the number. You're talking a touchdown in a basketball game with Jim Boeheim postseason tournament here. North Carolina, the defending national champions, they got that target on their back coming into this contest as well. Put a gun to my head, I'd probably have to take the points with Boeheim and the Orange in the game.
Hey, Mark, switching gears to the NBA tonight, a couple trends that are interesting. Utah, 5-1 ATS versus the Central Division. The Pacers don't play very well as well. Their ATS record pretty bad. A real tight basketball game, but a lot of information in the database says you might be whipping up with the saxophone tonight and playing some jazz.
Yeah, we're going to play some jazz tonight with Utah here. Indiana took them out up in Utah by 15 in their earlier meeting this season here. I like that. And I like the fact that you got Indiana in here off the win. Now, Indiana's playing some better basketball here right now. And in fact, I think they're going to end up being probably a surprise team in the playoffs here this season. If for no other reason, the play of Oladipo has been terrific this year. And you got a player that's not with the team that was, I think, a cancer last year in Paul George. So it's, I think it all makes Indiana a better team this year. But I like the situation tonight for Utah. I like them to avenge that 15-point beatdown at home.
Yeah, we've seen Paul George really hasn't helped Westbrook and Oklahoma City all that much either. I said it before and I'll say it again. Oklahoma City are a better team when Westbrook is the guy and he just has a bunch of other dudes around him. When he just goes off and scores 50 and everyone else just sort of hustles.
Yeah, he takes the team on his back. Yeah, yeah. When he distributes, they just don't have that same kind of killer instinct.
The chemistry isn't there with George. But you mentioned it, Mark. The Pacers playing some really good basketball right now. Every freaking game they play in is so close, too. It's like the last few games they play, they all come right down to the wire. The Pacers just 1-5 against the spread at home versus Northwest Division opponents. The big game tonight in the association is the Denver Broncos. Counterparts, the Denver Nuggets. Great sports city down there, man. You got the football stadium, Coors, and the arena where the Avalanche and the Nuggets play, all right there. It's a great sports setting down there. It's going to be a big game tonight. Nuggets played last night, coming off a loss. I almost like that. Better. Cleveland just can't get on track, Mark. Spread, people are buying into this, though. People are liking the Nuggets tonight. 6-0 against the spread at home, coming off 3-plus away games. And it's interesting because normally when teams go on road trips and they come back home, they lose. But I like the fact that they actually lost last night and that they played last night. I'm not bothered by the fact they played last night. I think they're going to be so fired up, adrenaline, national television, LeBron and company in there. And the Cavaliers are pretty banged up tonight as well. Their lineup's getting pretty beaten down and depleted. You know, what do you make of this basketball game? Does a 3.5 scare you away now?
Well, the 3.5 I don't like, obviously. I like the better at 2.5 where it opened with Denver here and the situation here that it was 2.5 because they had played last night, so they, you know, you got a little bit of value there that way. But two teams going in opposite directions here. Cleveland comes off a 22-point win. Denver off that 11-point loss last night here. I think Denver's the better basketball team going onto the court here tonight. I got to back them at home.
The Raptors play again tonight, guys.
Okay. The Raptors couldn't have played any worse. Down the stretch, they find a way to cover again. It's unbelievable.
It was 86-83 Raptors with like 8 minutes left. I went to the store and I was outraged. I'm like, this is the worst performance of the year by far.
It was.
And I was like, man, you guys are unbelievable. You got to take care of business.
And then the second unit went nuts.
Now they lay five tonight against the Detroit Pistons. The Raptors just keep racking up the W's and covers, Mark.
They do. Bad situation for Toronto, just given the way the game sets, if you will. Detroit off a 22-point beating, 29-point loss to Toronto earlier this year. You'd think that would get Detroit's attention here, but two teams, much the superior team in Toronto. That's why they're the favorite with no rest tonight. I'm not going to play the game. I don't like the Toronto playing without rest here in this basketball game, but put a gun to my head, I'd probably lean to Toronto just because they're going to the playoffs and Detroit is not.
Hey, Mark, it's always a pleasure, my man. Thanks a lot for taking the time to be with us. I look forward to next week's playbook and then March Madness breakdown. Thanks for the time.
Just remember this, Gabe, as I go out, big ugly dog tonight, Florida Atlantic, big ugly dog.
Ooh, thanks Florida Atlantic.
All right, we get it, Florida. You want to go on vacation. You're tired. with Florio, like, what are you hinting at here?
You might not see any palm trees or cacti out your window, but spring training is here, so it's time to draft. And here on the Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melker, we have everything you need to assemble your best team. We'll be breaking down all the off-season player movement and zeroing in on the trends that'll keep you ahead of your league mates on draft day and beyond. So tune in to the Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melker from Monday to Friday, right here on Fantasy Sports Radio, between 3 and 4 p.m. Eastern, or between noon and 1 p.m. Pacific Time. And I'll see you out there on the virtual diamond.
Scout Fantasy Sports.
I don't like the unlimited DL thing. You shouldn't just be able to have all these guys in the DL. It can be an unfair advantage.
How is it an unfair advantage, Doc? You're losing players who are productive, and you're picking up less productive players off the waiver wire.
There is an element of stashing. I have nobody injured. My roster's 29 guys. Your roster's 34.
Would you rather have five guys on the DL or none? I will take none every day of the week.
Weekdays 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Skix sneakers are taking over tailgates and alumni homes across America. Skix canvas high top, low top, slip-on, and kids tennis style sneakers designed in officially licensed college colors and logos is a must-have for every college fan's wardrobe. Fun, fashionable, and comfortable, whether you're at the big game or watching the game at home, Skix helps fans perform better. Go to Skix.com and use promo code FNTSY for 15% off your pair now. That's Skix.com. Skix sneakers, the soul of a true fan.
Fantasy Baseball Hour with Al Melchior.
So I wait until my sixth pick to take Masahiro Tanaka. And I got to say, I'm liking my pitching staff okay. I've got a bunch of number two starters. I just don't have a real ace.
I've got guys I like too. I got Zach Golly, Luis Castillo, and Alex Wood. These are kind of polarizing pitchers. I got Luis Castillo towards the back end of his ADP according to these drafts. So
that's pretty cool.
Listen live on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network and on popular podcast providers.
Game time decisions from Heat and Rage Radio. I'm Gabriel Moretti. Thanks to Mark Lawrence for joining us on the program. We have a programming announcement to make. There will be no
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Yeah, we apologize for that. That's actually on me. That was on me. We got knocked into Wi-Fi mode for a second.
Spinning wheel. You hate seeing the spinning wheel. He just goes round and around and around. And it's like it's got colors, too. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah, that was actually on me. Listen, we got like 80 million cables sitting here, all right?
It's crazy.
Got a million, you know, we're testing mics out. We're doing this. We're doing that. It's my bad.
Yeah, snakes in a border.
Everything's good. It's not chaos coming or anything. I'm an idiot.
There's a lot of cords, though. You're right. They look like snakes everywhere. All we see is cords. Like yeah, they're everywhere.
We're gonna go over it this weekend. We're renovating Melrose Place Studios.
Nice.
Yeah. Because there's just too much. It's too much chaos, Cam. Too much chaos. So we got to get like the cables and just everything locked in.
Yep.
Tape cables to the floor. Because yeah, as it is now, like I'm tripping over stuff. You know.
I hope you got the crew on cheap, Moretzi. We got a lot of bills to pay. I hope these guys work for smoothies.
Yeah.
At least we're winning some basketball games. Hey, if you had Boston College, more power to you guys for 91-87. They got it done against NC State there. But I'll tell you, man, NC State, that live bet at +9.5, Morency came through for me. So it turned out to be a nice split. But you said it. The dogs keep on barking. Boston College +3.5 in that game.
Yeah, good call. Good call right there.
Yeah, well, the live line, you knew NC State was coming back, but come on, that's absolutely crazy. Like, the offering 9.5, I thought was a lot of line value. Do you have an opinion on this 5:30 game coming up in the Pac-12? We have the California Golden Bears taking on Stanford. Interesting game. Stanford laying 8.5 points in this game. Total 141 out of the Pac-12.
That's an ugly game.
Yeah, it's an ugly, ugly game. Like, you want to take Cal. You want to take Cal, but I don't feel confident laying 8.5 points with the Cardinal. Like, they're not the same old Cardinal as they were before. But
they're much better than Cal.
Yes, Cal is an 8-23 team. They suck. There's no denying that. The Golden Bears are one of the worst teams in the Pac. They're awful.
Speaking of underdogs, though, Cam, in the Pac-12, Colorado Buffaloes winning outright, 77-68 right now.
I wish I had more in the money line. I wimped out. I took the 7
good call,
points.
Good call. I didn't take the money line.
I only know, but I'm doing what he's saying. I didn't bet.
I've got Colorado in the over. We're talking now. We're moving into like 6-1 territory here in college basketball today. We're on a roll.
Are your units high too? So that would be a good thing. I can't lie to you. I'm betting 50s and money lines for like 25 half units. So
yeah, I'm going slow and steady.
The thing is, there's a lot of games. If we're betting 200 or 300 a game, and we're betting on 20 games, we can get absolutely smoked. So I'm thinking the $50.
The key to gambling
is,
and listen,
money
I've been,
management.
Yeah, and it's,
unit
it's,
management.
It's not easy, but the best way to gamble, guys, if you're betting a lot of games and stuff, is to bet the same amount on the games. The same amount on the games. Now, there's going to be an instance where I put a little bit more, a couple of bucks more in a game, or, you know, here or there. But as soon as you get into, and I've done this, and I do it all the time, and I might end up doing it today. I did it last night. I do it all the time. I'll put the same on every game. Last night, I had $300 on the Warriors at once last night. I had, like, I was sweating out the Pelican game in the late night hours last night. Usually late at night, I end up putting more money on games because I get just a little bit more reckless.
Well, it's also, you're doing shows, degenerates are there. Come on, guys, let's ride it together. It's almost like a family betting club, and things get a little bit
heated.
It's been
a nice run the last two nights with the family.
You like when the family gets paid.
Yeah, everybody's been very happy. I got to tell you, life's a lot better when you win.
Yeah, you said, but what did Bobby Riggs say in the movie? You guys are losers. You're just bad gamblers.
Terrible gamblers.
Terrible gamblers, exactly.
You're not here. You're not here because you're gamblers. You're here because you're terrible gamblers.
That's a great line. Great line. I will say this, though. I pulled the U last night with the live betting, And that's another thing that can get dangerous. If you're playing the same units, you got to stick to it. I was clicking on the same game live, and then I'm like, ooh, and then I got smoked. See, that's the problem. And then you end up losing an extra $200 or $300 there. Thank God I had the Ducks last night, but I got to get out of those bad habits too, man. It's easy to keep on going click, click, click. You know it, Gabe.
Yeah, you get caught up.
You get caught up in the game because you're watching it. You're going
it's
on feeling
this. Pennywise, pound crazy,
exactly.
Right? You got to keep your eye on the prize. So Colorado's up 79-71 right now. They're getting 8 points. The game's already gone over the number. We've already cashed that over.
No overtime, please.
App State and Arkansas Little Rock, 91-61. A couple of minutes left in that game. Colorado State and Utah State. Colorado State are really down this year. I didn't really trust Utah State laying the points, but I didn't touch this. I'm not betting every game on the board.
Did you see the story? They were actually, because Larry Eustace, he got axed, right? They're actually thinking about that WNBA lady. She's like some legend as the new coach of the Colorado State men's team. It's a big story that was developing. They were talking about it. I forget her name, though, but she was...
Becky Hammond?
Yeah, that's exactly who it is. Yeah, good call, Gabe. That's exactly who it is. Yeah, they were talking about her actually coaching the men's team for... Hey, remember Larry Eustace? That guy used to love a keg party at Iowa State. Hey, let's go, kegger! That guy's always involved in like
this is interesting,
some party.
Yeah.
Yeah,
good call, Cam. Yeah, Becky Hammond's a top candidate for the Colorado State job. I said before that she would be the first coach in the NBA.
Good call.
She'll be like the first woman's coach, and here it is right now. She's a good hire. Like, if you're Colorado State, you should hire her.
Better than Larry Eustace. That guy was horrible. He was.
Larry drinks, goes more through more booze in a night than you and Portuguese Joe.
I think so. Yeah. And I don't have Patron on my bedside table. No, you're absolutely right. Like
Larry Eustace, there's a lot of photos of him out there on the internet with little touchy-feely with the...
Let's just say Larry liked keg parties. He wanted to go in the hot tub time machine and be a kid again. He didn't like becoming an adult because he couldn't party as hard. But yeah, anyway, that'd be a really interesting thing. You get a female coach in Colorado State. Why not? They're leading early in this game, too. Are you on them as a dog? Rams?
She's a longtime assistant. She's been an assistant with the Spurs for the last 4 years. First time full assistant coach, female assistant coach in the NBA. I always sort of thought that Greg Popovich was grooming her to take over there. Yet, she has to sort of climb the ladder a little bit.
I agree.
Right?
You're an assistant coach, and I think taking the Colorado State job is actually, that'd be great. And if she does a good job with the Rams, then she can eventually go to the NBA.
One thing I will say about having a woman's coach in college, I think she'd be better suited to the pro game in the sense that pros are grown men. And would just respect her basketball sort of
IQ and what she's done with her career resume.
Yeah, well, she's a smart basketball mind, this girl. And she's a great player as well. College kids, I hate to be like stereotypical, but is she going to be able to keep like a 19-year-old kid in line, right?
Yeah.
It's a different mindset for recruiting. A lot of guys will be like, man, I don't know if I want to play for a girl, for a woman. I'm saying from a kid's perspective. I think like the Spur players, and I see like Kawhi Leonard, he's like, yeah, she's helped my game immensely. Like
they respect her.
She's not on the Spur staff just because she's a
chick.
Exactly. Right?
Greg Popovich, she's a winner. He would not do that.
Yeah, no, like she's been a winner everywhere she's been, this woman. She got really, really criticized in the past as a traitor because she played for Russia in the Olympics.
Well, would you be a traitor if there was no other spot on the American team? Wouldn't you go play for somebody else?
Yeah, well, she had a feud with USA Basketball. Yeah. And the thing is, if you play in the Russian Pro League, you're allowed to play on the Russian Olympic team.
Cool.
And she plays in a Russian Pro League.
I got no problem with
that. Russian Pro League women's, they pay way more than a WNBA.
Smart. Hey, you remember in hockey back in the day when Brett Hull couldn't make the Canadian team, he had American. We got cut from the Canadian team, and America said, you guys want to play with us? I'd say, giddy up, fellas. You know what? I want to play in this competition at the top. Sorry. There's allegiance to your country, and then there's an opportunity to do one thing in your life, and that's playing the Olympics. I'd be all over that, Gabe. That's my thing. Wouldn't you? Like, no, honestly. Like, say you played for Canada, and they said, you know what, Morency? Yeah, this goaltender's better than you. Sorry, we're cutting you. And USA said, hey, man, you want to play for us? I say, yes, yes, yes.
I would play for...
I'd play for Kazakhstan.
I would play for Iran if they asked me to.
I'd play for Qatar. That's an interesting story, though. I wish her success.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would play. Yeah, I'd play for Iran, too.
All right. So as we were saying when we got cut off earlier, and that was on me, my apologies for that. As we were saying, first off, so, yeah, there's no lineup lock today. It's 6 o'clock, unfortunately. But
Steam Shrimps will be around.
Tony Cicada is going to join us at the 5:20 hour. We're going to go through our lineups. I've already made lineups. Cam's already made his lineups.
We're sharing the information,
man.
You got it, brother.
But, yeah, so there's going to be no lineup lock hour show at 6 o'clock today due to the extreme softness and wimpiness, as I was saying, when we got cut off. I thought that Florio shut us down because I called him a wimp. And he shut us down. So, yeah, oh, it does snow. Ooh, it's snowing. You know, hey, I don't know. Is Cardano there right now, actually? Because I think Cardano made this decision. Is Cardano there, Florio? Is Cardano in the room right now?
He is not.
Hello?
Are you guys, are you aware, Mike? Like, you're a Buffalo Bill fan.
We love snow.
Like, you know, are you aware that snow melts, right?
It's precipitation. Like,
it does.
It turns to
yes, it does.
It turns to water.
It does.
It turns to water, and then the streets of Manhattan will just sort of have a couple of puddles and stuff like that. Like,
in a day or two.
Is it really a snowstorm, or is this flurries?
No, it looks like a snowstorm. I mean, compared to you guys up there, this may just be flurries, but it looks like a snowstorm to me.
What do you mean, you guys up here? We're 6 hours away from each other.
Yeah, but you guys get a lot more snow than we do.
Actually, there's a misconception, Florio. I'm going to tell you something.
There's no snow. There's no snow anywhere.
The city of Buffalo gets 20 times more snow than Marenzi Studios location does. It's a proven fact. They get the lake effect snow. They get rocked.
I honestly thought you guys had the same weather.
What is Buffalo?
No, they got worse weather. Way. Florio,
Buffalo,
let me tell you something.
Yeah,
their weather is 100 times worse. Like, they get snowed in all the time. It's a disaster there. Ice storms. We have a couple, but not like them. Buffalo gets rocked.
Yeah, it's their.
It's a lake effect. That's where it comes in. That's the thing. They get hit hard.
You know what's amazing in Niagara Falls? You've been there so much.
I know.
You ever been to Niagara Falls and, like, you're literally like a mile away from the falls and you're getting hit with the falls? Like when the wind blows it when it's cold and it's windy there, it's like a mist everywhere.
That's what
in your
I was going to say. It's everywhere. The main of the mist on
steroids. Like I remember coming out of Falls View and it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, you get rocked.
You have a hood on. It's like, like you hear it like bouncing off. It's like, man, if I wanted the falls, like it's a mist in the entire city.
You know what it is? It's almost like mini icicles smashing your face at like high winds. I know. It's crazy.
But I'm still thinking I still might end up retiring in Niagara Falls.
Very cheap property there.
Like I said, they're going bankrupt now, too.
It's actually funny. I know a guy who owned a wing shop there. He wanted me to be a partner, and I've always wanted to own a wing shop after I'm done, Gabe. Love chicken wings.
FantasyFactor.com. Single contest entries only.
Yep.
We're going to talk some DFS, and God is going to join us in about 20 minutes. We'll get to our best bets of the day, and I'll try not to unplug us.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
Cam's getting distracted by Stormy.
Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels. Puppies.
She looks really, really...
Puppies, everyone. Puppies.
She's very beautiful, Gabe.
You notice the mainstream news, they just love an opportunity to show her, though,
they
right?
They sure do.
Porn star.
She's aged well. Very well.
She's got a damn good lawyer.
Yes.
Like a really good lawyer.
Like it's, you're saying
like her lawyer,
gonna be in trouble.
This guy, the lawyer... is like kicking the crap out of Trump's lawyer right now.
He looks like a shark.
Him filing this lawsuit really boxed Team Trump in here right now, just legally. Politically, it doesn't mean jack. No one cares. But legally and stuff, she's really, really smart. And she, you know what's going to happen? She's angling. She filed this lawsuit now because she knows that they're not going to go to court. It's like when a unnamed hockey player threatened to sue me for slander and libel, and an attorney told me he won't do it because he'll have to go to court and he'll have to swear under oath that he didn't do what you said. And he did do it.
Settlement.
So it's the same thing here. Like, they're not going to go and argue this because it's going to come out that, yeah, we did pay her and, yeah, we did sleep with her. So they're not going to do it. So basically now she's going to get paid again.
Yep.
I guarantee you, you're going to see Stormy Daniels is going to go away soon. She's not going to talk anymore because Team Trump's just going to say, listen, sign another confidentiality agreement. Here's $5 million. Here's, now shut the hell up.
How many zeros?
But the thing is, she's already been offered multiple millions for the book deal.
I know.
So she's got him by the balls, pardon the pun, where now she's like, listen, I've already been offered $3 million for a book. I can tell all. What are you going to pay me not to tell all?
Exactly.
That's what this is all about. In the end, the lawyer just sort of made her money. Like, very good lawyering right there. I believe we got Mike Cardano.
Hey, are there any porn stars that aren't stars?
That, you know, Mike, it's always bothered me, too, the term porn star. Not every chick
is a star. That's
that
true.
Bends over is a star, Mike, right? Is every athlete a star?
Yeah, that's true.
No, that demeans Lisa Ann. That demeans Jenna Jameson. The real stars in the industry, Mike.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be a bench. There's some reserve role players, no?
You're right. Role players.
You're right. Like, is everyone on the Yankees a star? No, you're right. No. You're a star baseball player? No, you're a baseball player.
Some guys ride the pines. Yep.
Very so, true. I knew somebody who was a fluff girl.
Really?
Fluff girl?
Yeah. Yeah, they just kind of keep you going in between shoots.
That's amazing. Good gig. Does it pay well?
What do you think?
What do you think?
I think it would be okay.
You're keeping people, what's the best way of putting it? Yeah, it's like the on-deck circle. Hey, Mike, is that true? It's a good way of putting it?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. So what's the deal with this? I got to tell you, Mike, like, your compassion, like, me and Cam have noticed.
You've been really
becoming a nicer guy recently. Like, I don't know what's going on. If you've coming into a lot of money, if you're having a lot of sex, or like you just seem to be more laid back, and you're like, you know what? I don't want people getting caught up in a blizzard. You guys can go home early. And me, quite frankly, I think it shows signs of weakness and softness because the snow's going to melt and it's going to go away. But then I started to think that, you just don't want to get sued.
Yeah,
it's like Stormy Daniels.
I want to be the plaintiff for once. I'm sick of being the defendant all the time. I get people calling me. My phone's lighting up. Gabe's saying you're a wimp. He's calling you out on the radio. What's going on? You're soft. I'm like, what's going on here?
No, I didn't specifically say you. I saw on CNN, like, Pennsylvania shut down the state today because it's snowing a bit. It's like, wow.
It's
like,
just snow.
I thought they were tough out there in Pennsylvania. I thought they were tough.
Not so tough.
All right, Mike. So you better get home safely, Mike, unless you're already there. There's a mic card
kicked. I'm sorry. Yeah, the weather's really awful here.
I know. It's getting crazy, right? As soon as I started calling, you guys soft before,
I know, bad things happen.
Mike, I knocked myself off the air. Like, it was my fault. Like,
you're right. I know the rage is good for the show, but when you were happy and whatever, Air Force came back and covered. When you were raging, we got cut. So,
and we got another winner right now.
Yeah, see? Positivity.
I'm going to tell you, Mike, people are making money tuning into the show. We got an email from somebody. They won $100 with the DFA. It's only $100, but hey, made $100 last night with Cincata's basketball lineup.
All right, well, I mean, somebody won $40,000.
$40,000, yeah. There's a guy who won $40,000 last night. That's crazy.
$40,000.
Listen, I don't want to screw up the momentum. I want to call it defend myself if I needed to be defending myself.
No, you're great. You're a great leader, Mike. You're passionate.
Yeah, there we go.
Next time someone says otherwise, I'm going to tell them.
You'll put your foot down and say, this man cares.
Right. Thanks, Mike.
You got my back.
Right, thanks, Mike. Right, we're going to go for Mike DeLuce. So $40,000.
I saw the email from Sincata.
Okay, that's right. So the Duke put $100 in.
He gave us a few emails last night. I love getting Tony's late-night emails, too. They're absolutely fantastic. You never know what's going to be. Hey, guys, I got a question for you. Then he has another one. A guy actually won $40,000 last night. So I don't know what to say. $100. So $40,100, and that's the only stories we know, Gabe.
I want to find out from Tony if it crushes him that he didn't win.
No, he didn't. He probably won something, though. I got to believe he won something. I know Tony. He hits a lot of winners. Like, he's a DFS monster. That guy takes people down. I got all sorts of stuff. I got a hockey lineup. I got golf lineups.
It happens to me sometimes, Cam, where like people are like, thanks, Morency, man. I went 6-0 with your picks. And they show me the parlay.
Yeah.
They put 500. They won 13,000.
Oh, my God. You're like, why didn't I parlay?
I bet six games individually, 125 a game, and won $338. And I'm like, man, some guy just won 13K with my picks. Let's bring in Lou. From gambaloo.com right now. But Lou takes joy in making people money, don't you, Lou?
Absolutely. I feel like I'm a contributor. I want to try and also be a consultant so that young people – hey, I was a young person once, kind of trying to figure it out. I didn't have any mentors outside the guys that would tell me to go get turkey sandwiches. So I love to try and contribute if I can.
That's a great point, Lou. Like, when we were young, we learned the hard way. Like, we had to meet the bookie at the Burger King with an envelope. He's in an IROC. He's threatening you. And now kids can tune into the show, and you got all sorts of information. We were betting lines from the newspaper with no information. There was no pregame injuries. We were just basically – it was crazy back then.
Yeah, time.
Cam, when I started, I remember my cousin weaseled me in. And I was a high school, college football player. And so they would send me to the airport to go pick up newspapers because in Omaha, I'd get the Minneapolis or the Chicago or the Kansas City newspaper. And we would look at weather reports and health and injury updates and everything. And then I graduated the first day. I got into the big meeting with all these guys. They're all sitting around and they're talking about ball games. And I kept my mouth shut because I was told to. And eventually they turned to me and they said, okay, Louie, you know, how about 8-4? And I kept thinking to myself, we're talking football, 8-4. Shit, these guys can't count. There's 11 men on the field. What the hell are they talking about? And then they looked at me and said, yeah, 8 turkey and 4 pastrami. Go on and go get the sandwiches.
So, Lou, like you said, people now, it's completely different with the information that's out there on the internet right now. But going back to the old days, like you said, so you were in Omaha, which not exactly like a media hub either, right? So did they have the gold sheet, like at a local newsstand at least? Like, could you go to a local magazine store or something like that? Because to me, that was the big deal in the 80s, getting the gold sheet. There was no computers. There was no... You know, there was no tech. Basically, there was no ATS information or gambling talk, really. The gold sheet pretty much was the Bible, Lou.
It absolutely was. And we had a horse track exarban there. And so during horse times, you'd get a gold sheet and a blue sheet. And eventually the blue sheet came out for ball games and stuff as well. But that's the only kind of technology you had, although guys that I hung with taught me some amazing stuff. One night at an Orange Bowl, this guy, he'll go unnamed, he calls the concierge to this high swank hotel down in Miami, asks him, hey, how's the weather there? He's like, I'm coming in and I'm getting ready to go to the game. And the guy's like, oh, you're never going to get to the game. It's raining so hard. The street's got 8 foot of water in and blah, blah, blah. My buddy hangs up the phone. We bet the under and cash.
That's old school. That's thinking. That's nice.
When you bet,
that's thinking ahead.
When you bet too, when we placed our bets, I used to call them into the line, like beep, you know, enter your code. Each guy had a number, and then you'd call them in, listen to the message, and hit the button. That's a whole different world out there.
I used to order teams' newsletters.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah, I used to get the newsletters. Think I was really on top of it. I get like the Green Bay Packer newsletter and read them like in August about the camp and stuff like that. Yeah, like I used to spend a lot of money on magazines, newsletters, phone lines. I told the story before, Lou. My girlfriend thought I was calling like a phone sex line because we had like a $300 bill one month for like 1-9-7-6 numbers.
Yeah.
I told her, I said, no, it's not sex, all right? I said, I'm calling, I'm getting picks.
Picks.
Picks and scores. And she goes, yeah, I've never heard. And she goes, who would do that? Who would be such a loser? Like, you're calling to get scores of a game? The 1-9-7-6, I'm like, there's no other way. Yeah, I need the score. Because the free hotlines, they weren't as good as the pay ones.
No, the paid ones you get through.
When I had big money on a game, because at the time you'd figure, what, I don't care. I'll pay the $3 for the call because I got $3K on the game. I need to know the score.
The free ones were like sin nasty.
So I actually had to call, the 1-9-7-6 number in front of her. I was like, look, it's not a sex number. And we dialed the number that picks up. You've reached the score line.
that had to send her running just as fast as if it was.
It did. She told me after. She goes, I almost wish it just would have been a sex line. Yeah. She goes, I didn't know you were such a degenerate gambler. Right? Exactly.
good point. You almost, like, I never thought about that. Yeah, like, she actually wanted to be like, normal.
It's almost like it's like Homer Simpson. Lie about where you've been. I was buying pornography. Yeah, I wasn't here. It's like you pick your choice. Do I want her to think that I call phone sex lines? Or do I want her to know I'm betting big money on? I know, well, you're right. Some gamblers would say, let her think you're calling the sex line.
I think more ladies would think sex lines better. And I know I've had this conversation with my girlfriend, though. Nah. She preferred the gambling.
Yeah, I think the gambling.
Yeah, she preferred the gambling.
So, Lou? No UFC this week, but you did want to bring up the fight of the century between Ali and Frazier. As long as we're talking about yesteryear, what about Ali and Frazier's on your mind right now?
Well, Kevin Yoli put out a tweet, and you can catch it on his timeline, and it's got all kinds of documentaries. It's got a 50-minute Dick Cavett special, and Ali Frazier was so epic. It was epic because it started my love for fighting. And I'm going to use the Ali Frazier 1971. I'm a 12-year-old kid listening to that fight at night. We had the state-of-the-art technology in my bedroom, which was a clock radio we got for Christmas. So I was able to listen to the fight on the radio, round by round. And oftentimes when you and I talk, Gabriel and Cam, you'll soon figure it out too. I have a hatred now for boxing. And the reason I do is because the pure young love that I had for fighting was all wrapped up in boxing. And then in the 80s, actually in 79, the beginning of the smell became... it was 1979, and there's a number of fights, the 79 Pintor-Zarate fight, the 88 Whitaker-Purnell fight, followed by a terrible one, Evander Holyfield against Lennox Lewis, where Lewis just pasted him and they give him the wrong decision. And those bad decisions, kind of like a young man in love, you get your first heart broken, you never forget it. Boxing ruined me in those 80s. When graft and greed was running it. And I just want to use Ali and Frazier as the seed of such a great love for fighting that unfortunately boxing ruined with its greed in the 80s. And so I'm thankful that we have the UFC today and that I got fight enthusiasts like Gabriel and Cam, as well as all the folks out there that love fighting. And I just wanted to explain why I'm so hard on boxing and get that out of the way.
You know, the one thing it said very eloquently stated, as you put, and yeah, I had a love affair with boxing growing up, being from Montreal.
I love boxing.
1976 Olympics, so many boxers that came out of there, from Spinks, Sugar Ray Leonard, of course, Durant and Leonard won, was in Montreal. Montreal, a great boxing city. But I can't lie. I had lost some of my passion. I enjoy talking about the fights from a gambling perspective with you, but I had lost some of the passion about the UFC over the last couple of years. You know, hosting a show and dealing with Dana's crap and their threats. And, you know, I dealt with a lot of crap behind the scenes that I didn't bitch about, because that wasn't going to help bitching publicly about it. And, you know, the Conor stuff and, you know, the UFC really... not in a great place the last couple of years. You can't deny this. But I will admit, the last couple of fights
have been great.
And the last couple of cards, I'm really enjoying it, Lou. And it's, you know, it's sort of, Dana's not around. It's just the fighters bleeding, fighting, and kicking the crap out of each other right now. We don't need the Connors of the world. We don't need the drama and all that crap. I like what I'm seeing recently.
Great point.
And I haven't been star-laden cards, but I've actually, like, watched the, you know, the card, you know, from top to bottom and said, damn, that's entertaining. I wish there was another one coming up. I will say the last couple of UFC cards have been very fun, Lou.
Absolutely. They've been great. And really, it's my job to find winners out of UFC cards, and it's other people's
job. How about Ortega? How about Ortega? Yeah. We're going to get run soon, Lou, in a minute, unfortunately. But how about Ortega? I told you guys, and Lou was on it too. This kid's a real deal, man. And because he helps kids in the community, in the inner city in L.A., and because he doesn't call people jackasses and talk crap about women, and he isn't racist, he doesn't get the attention. But this kid's the real deal. He's a hell of a fighter and a good kid, Lou.
He's totally together, and I applaud whoever contributed to make the kid so centered and so together. He's going to be good for a long time.
All right, so Cam, we're going to see Lou next week in Vegas.
I was going to ask Lou if he liked the pony, since he was talking about horses. Maybe we could hang out the horse book for a while, because you know, I like to get my horse on.
I've got a guy, Jimmy Q, in Vegas that's so good at the horses, I don't have to handicap because I'm not that good. This
Jimmy,
guy reads
Jimmy
the horse form like a menu.
I like Jimmy Q.
He knows a horse form like Cam knows the menu in his local Chinese restaurant, huh?
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I want to meet
very
Jimmy
busy
Q.
tonight, Mr. Stewart.
Yeah, very busy, Mr. Cameron.
Thanks, Lou.
Have a good one, Lou.
I can't wait to meet you guys next week. Have a good week.
Thanks to Lou. Didn't want to run Lou, but since there's no lineup lock at 6 o'clock.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
I love DFS and you, Tony Sincata, winning money,
40 G's,
not as much as the listeners.
The listeners are winning big.
The listeners, and I brought this up earlier, Tony, like, you know, you want to win people money and stuff, right?
Yes.
But it's like, yeah, that guy wins 40K. How much did you win last night, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of those two.
Yeah, a couple hundred bucks. You know what's crazy about that game, though? But you're in the same boat. You've been doing this a long time, right? I love the dickheads on Twitter that say, why would they give out winning lineups to keep them from themselves? Well, it takes a long time to get to where we've got and been able to do this for a living. And if we just came on here and BS'd everybody, we wouldn't have a job. And we take pride in that, and we do our best, and we research things more than everybody else, and that's why we do what we do. So I like it when people win.
Yeah, you want, exactly. You want people to make money.
It gives you credibility. Yeah. That's what it does. Another thing, Tony, I want to say, man, your parlay last night, Gabe, I looked at he lost one game last night in his five-gamer. The Dallas Mavericks screwed you, Tony. I was thinking about you.
I couldn't believe it, man. I couldn't believe it. Well, I can, but I couldn't believe it. So I'm coming back tonight with a five-game parlay.
I like your style, Tony. Once you fall off the horse, you get right back on.
So, you know, like I said, you've known Cardano a while. I got to tell you, I don't know, like, what's his deal. He seems to be more compassionate recently and stuff. But I don't know, like, you're in Jacksonville. Me and Cam are fine. I mean, I was born in 10 feet of snow, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm shut down, all right? Yeah, I told these guys, you know the snow melts, right? It's going to turn to water.
I don't want to sound like an idiot, but I used to cover dog mushing.
Like, I understand this from, like, Topeka, Kansas or something, right? But, like... people in Manhattan are panicking now?
Is Florio wearing a dress in that studio? Like, Florio, what's wrong with you?
Florio's just happy.
I'm not wearing a dress.
So why are we closing early tonight?
I was told that was the decision.
I didn't hear you arguing. Say, Mike, my daddy was a postman, and he delivered every single day, 8 miles a day, walking in the snow with his rubbers on. I didn't hear you say that, Mike.
Me and my dad actually used to go snow plowing.
So that's why you're leaving early. You're gonna make more money.
No, not anymore.
I got a new pair of skates. Once. And it was literally like minus 23 out, like it was kill, like frostbite type stuff. Yep. And I went out and I played hockey. I was like the only one on the rink, and I'll never forget. I went into the store to get a Gatorade, and I had the skates and a stick. And the guy in the convenience store told me, "You true Canadian,
true Canadian,
you true Canadian." Yeah. He goes, "Very cold, very." Yeah. I said, "It's hockey weather."
Yeah.
I said, "No, it's just." Told him, "This is Canada. This is hockey weather."
You know what? You know it's cold, Tony. Let me tell you.
It's like the Olympics, though, Cam. Yeah. Sorry, remember in South Korea? Oh, it's cold.
I know.
It's the Winter Olympics, jackass.
Exactly. It's supposed to be cold. Hey, Gabe will tell you, Tony. I used to live in the Arctic, and I'll tell you, it was -4. I think it was -48 that day. I literally took a piss, and before it hit the ground, it crystallized.
That's
cold.
The different cold.
That's called death cold.
Where were you?
Yellowknife.
Yellowknife.
You know what's crazy about Gabe's story?
Alaska,
there,
right? That's like Alaska.
Well,
type
it's
stuff.
Northwest Territories. Yeah, we're just east of Alaska.
So Gabe tells a story about going into the store in Toronto, but he makes the guy sound like an Asian accent in the city of Toronto. Is there a lot of Asians?
I think the Korean convenience store game is run by Koreans.
You know what?
Yeah, the Koreans, they got a nice
every store is owned by Koreans. But yeah. I remember when I was younger, Tony, I asked my father once. There was a Chinese store, Chinese like rice, like Chinese like herb or whatever, Chinese food store, whatever, in my neighborhood. And I asked my dad, I said, how come there's a Chinese store here? And he had a good answer. He goes, when there's one in every four people in the world are Asian, son. He goes, there's no bad location for an Asian store.
Great answer.
You know what? They're a quarter of the population, Tony. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Gabe knows my buddy Vizine Vince. He's Asian, too. Yeah. And I'll tell you something, Tony.
Vince Vaughn. That's his name, Tony. Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, Tony, one of my best friends. His name is Vince Vaughn. But not Vaughn. It's V-U-N instead of Vaughn.
And unlike most Asian people, he doesn't gamble.
Really?
He gambles hard.
He gambles, excuse me.
I used to do a joke because when I moved in Florida, I moved to Florida, everybody used to say, Tony, can you say park the car? I said, I don't understand it. I don't go up to every Asian guy and say, how's life with limited peripheral vision?
That's not good, Tony.
I'm just saying, people pick on me because of my accent. Leave me alone. I don't do it to you.
I'll tell you one thing, too. A lot of white guys don't know this trick, Tony. But in our neighborhood, like white people tend to just shop at like regular stores. I go to the Asian stores because the prices are amazing.
No.
Chicken wings are cheaper. Everything's better. Trust me.
They have great. They have this red sauce, the Chinese people call aso sauce, A-H-S-O. That's unbelievable on chicken and ribs.
Right. I put it on everything, Tony.
You do? You know the aso sauce?
I know exactly what you're talking about. I do that sauce, and I do sriracha. I like
it.
Oh,
yeah.
I like it. Tony, I like it hot. Real hot.
All right.
So where are we DFSing it today, boys?
Yeah, let's jump in. We got a lot of information to get to.
We do.
We
do.
Be less we have the Gourmet channel going on here.
That'll be less offensive.
Good point, Gabe.
Yeah. We'll just sort of move on now.
We will.
All right, so let's talk some golf. Let's start with you, Cam Stewart.
Yeah, well, we got the Valspar Championship this week, and I was actually, Tony sent me an email. I'll go through your guys' lineup, but I love the situation this week. There's a lot of big-name guys, but a lot of interesting guys, too, Tony, like Henrik Stenson's playing for the first time.
Yeah.
And I will say one thing, from a DFS perspective, sure, Jordan Spieth can win the tournament, but if you take him as the most expensive guy, I don't really think he's good value this week. So I don't know your take. I'm avoiding Jordan Spieth in all of my lineups, and I'm rather going to do like a Tony Finau or a Henrik Stenson. What's your take?
Yeah, he's too much. He has to win. So I don't have him in any of my lineups. I'm actually dropping down to Sergio Garcia. He played good last week. He hasn't won at this course, but he's played well. He had skipped this course in the last couple of years. So Sergio Garcia and last year's winner Adam Hadwin, who played really good last week, are the keys to my rosters this week.
Yeah, great call. Adam Hadwin, the Canadian, won this tournament last year, beating Patrick Cantlay. Tony, so I'm going to start this lineup up with you. I love Henrik Stenson. I think he's absolutely fantastic at $10,200. Also, I look for guys 6-for-6 cuts because you got in DraftKings, you got to make the cut or you're not going to win any money. So yep. He's going to be my top pick, even though he hasn't played a lot. Brendan Grace, I think, is a very good price at $8,600. 12-for-12 cuts, 70.4. This is my Asian, Tony. Byung-Hun Ahn is my
like
top
him.
Guy this week. I think he could win the tournament. He's $8,400.
Benny Hannes.
What?
Benny Hannes.
Benny Hannes. Yes, exactly, Berensi. I'm going to go with my namesake. Hello, it's Cameron Smith from Australia. Like the most white name going. This kid, watch out for him, though. He's hot. 8-for-8 in cuts. He's on fire. Also, Gabe, everybody has to have Ross Fisher in your lineup. $7,600. This guy's amazing. He's one of he's a top 20 machine, Tony.
I had him last week. Cameron Smith, 9 top 20s in his last 10 starts. So his last 10, 9 of them have been in the top 20. He tied for 6th at Riviera. Now, the only thing I don't like about your Henrik Stenson, I'm a little concerned about here, and I play Stenson a lot. He in his last tournament was a month ago. And he tied for 60 in Malaysia. Before that, he played well, though. He had a solo 8th in Dubai. Yeah. And he had a 6th out there, too. But a month off, I'm a little concerned, and then traveling to the United States there. I don't know how much of a, golf that comes into play there. But I usually like the European players in their second week here.
Good point, Tony. And another thing is I do multiple lineups, so I'm taking Stenson in one, Rory in another, and Tony Finau. Like, I want to mix it up, but my final guy who Gabe can appreciate, smoking good... Bud Collie, $7,200 for Senior Bud. That rounds out the lineup there. But I think from a DFS perspective, on Smith and Fisher are must plays in your lineup. Really good prices.
I like Sergio this week. I said Hadwin, and I think Louis Oosthuizen is there. Charles Schwartzel has played good at this course. He's only $7,400. But the one cheap guy I'm going to give you guys this week, I'm going to play him, and this is a hunch more than anything, is our guy Dominic Bozzelli. Bozzelli is a guy that no one knows, $7,100, but he's played good. He's jumped out to lead. So he shot a 68 in the first round at the Honda Classic, a 67 at the Genesis Open. He made the cut in both of those, finished 13th and 26th. He finished third in the Valspar Championship last year. So he's only $7,100. I'm going to put him at the bottom of my lineups and hope for lightning strikes twice.
What about John Huh?
John Huh? Who is?
John Huh?
Huh.
Yeah, John Huh.
John Huh.
Like, huh? Johnny Huh.
It's Johnny Huh.
I like that Bozzelli pick a lot.
$7,300.
Yeah, John Huh's actually, a lot of people think he's a sneaky play this week.
You know what my value pick is this week? Ben Martin.
Ooh.
Ben Martin, $6,900. This is my lineup, Tony. Tony Finau. Tony Finau.
I love Tony Finau.
Tony Finau, $9,400. Moops. Ryan Moore, $9,100. And you know what? I'm not a big Moore fan, but I've got...
He plays well here.
Yeah, I think
I think
his game is well-suited for this track.
Fairways and greens.
Ben Martin's my value pick at $6,900. Adam Hadwin, $8,800.
You guys both have Hadwin in your lineup.
Kevin Streelman, $7,500. Louis.
Oosthuizen.
Ooh, we get a lot of same guys here.
You know what? So that's my lineup. Finau, Moore, Ben Martin, Adam Hadwin, Kevin Streelman, Louis Oosthuizen.
You know what? You and Tony have two same guys in your lineup. You both have Hadwin and you both have Oosthuizen. So good stuff.
I think we've got a good lineup, Tony.
Yeah, I got Sergio Garcia, $10,900. Adam Hadwin, $8,800. Louis, $8,100. Steve Stricker, $7,500. In 2016, which was only 2 years ago, he tied for 7th at this course. I'm hoping he make the cut, and he's a guy that's played well here through his career. So Steve Stricker, I'm sticking back in the time machine. Charles Schwartzel at $7,500. And I told you my play, Dominic Bozzelli, finished 3rd in this contest last year at $7,100.
No, guys, there's five par threes on this course.
I know.
So par three players come into play here.
And you know, those old guys.
You know, the older guys. That, yeah. Guy that we haven't talked about, I'm a Dodger fan, Chavez Ravine.
Oh, Chez Reavie.
Chez Reavie kind of flying under the radar a little bit here, guys. I think Chez Reavie might be in line for a T20 bet.
You know what I like about Chez Reavie? He was really hot on the California swing. The only reason I didn't take him now, Gabe, is coming to Florida. He just had, like, because he's playing a lot of golf, but hey, he might be well rested and ready to go now. But
he's a good par five player, and
got a great short game.
Yeah, he's a good par three guy as well. 14th on the par threes.
I was going to say
one other guy that's too cheap this week. Charlie Hoffman at $7,300. He tied for 20th last week, 41st the week before. Charlie Hoffman should never be $7,300.
And I got a guy for you who shouldn't be $7,100 if you guys need to go expensive and fill in. Bo Hostler. Gabe calls him the quarterback from Texas. Big Bo Hostler. $7,100. This guy has been a money-making machine this year. That is a cheap price.
What about for betting purposes, Cam? Henrik Stenson, 20-1.
I like your Tony Finau even more, I think.
Yeah, Finau's 28-1. Yeah.
Do you want my six-pack?
Is Hadwin really going to repeat? That's the thing.
I think he'll be.
He's going to be right there. Yeah.
He played really good last week.
Hadwin's just a good golfer, man. And the thing about this, remember, Tony, when I watched this tournament, Patrick Cantlay was breathing down his neck. That kid from UCLA, he's a stud, right? And Hadwin, he actually put one in the water. He started to look nervous and, like, choke. A lot of these Canadian guys, when
Cantlay's
they have a lead,
a
they choke. Well, yeah, Cantlay's a UCLA Bruin. But you know what he did? He regained himself, and down the stretch, he ended up winning by a stroke. Adam Hadwin is learning how to win, and he's made a lot of money. This guy, like, he's very underrated.
Oh, absolutely. He absolutely is right. Last year, he was supposed to get married during the Masters because he didn't think he'd qualify.
That's right.
And then he won, and he had to put off his wedding. If he asked me, I would have told him to put it off for a lot longer.
Put it off. Yeah, I know. What do you think, Tony? I don't know if you heard earlier, Mark Lawrence, Cam told him, happy wife, happy life. He took his wife out to Orlando, and I said, no wife, no strife.
I like no wife, no strife.
You like that?
I think that's, that one's a lot better. That's a lot better. Tony Finau, you know what I like to know for Tony Finau? You could get a top 10, 2-1 for Tony Finau on a top 10.
He's
got to
drain
finish.
Some putts. The putts going to fall.
Well, that's the thing.
That's the thing, right?
That's his MO. Ball, tee to green, he's one of the best in the world, guys. And I want to get out of your guys' way because I know we got one more segment left with the DFS basketball. So can I give you my six-pack, Gabe?
Yeah, bring it on. Yeah, who do you got?
So this is my betting six-pack, Tony. I'm going
to
ride.
You got 2 minutes, Cam. So, like, Cam thinks his six-packs need to be read in 10 seconds, Tony.
Maybe I'll just I'll crack one and take
so
my
look,
time.
So, look, you got 2 minutes, okay. 120 seconds, six golfers. You got 20 seconds per golfer.
Okay, well, I'm going with Frankenstein, your guy. Tony Finau at 28-1. As we talk about, he hits it a ton. He's got to hit a putt for us on Sunday, though. But he's been a top five and top 10 machine. That is good value because guys like Rory and Stenson that are Ben on. I like to shop at the Oriental store, Tony. Good hot sauces and hot golfers, 40-1. Hey, I love
Get a massage
kid.
While you're there. Yeah, a happy ending.
I will. If Ben on wins this week, I'm in.
I was going to say I'm a big fan of Asian hookers, Tony, and I'm going to go with Ben on.
I'm going with Brendan by the grace of God at 45-1. He's another guy I put in one of my lineups. I think he's a very dangerous golfer, very similar to Oosthuizen this week. They got the same kind of MO. Cameron Smith is very, very close. He's knocking on the door. He's 55-1, the young Australian. This kid is actually a real, real shooter. We're getting value on him soon. He's going to be a 30-1 player. Ross Fisher is one of my favorite DFS plays. I think he's going to be everywhere, and he's 60-1. This Brit won't have any problems playing in the wind. He's got a total game, but because of McIlroy and all these other guys, he's overshadowed. And two bombs for you. Five-pack with two bombs. Bud Cauley, 110, and Bo Hostler, 115-1. Ferenczi, you're on the clock, friend.
It's a tough, man. It's a tough one for betting purposes.
It is.
I'm going to go with Finau.
Yeah, good pick.
I'm going with Tony Finau and Kevin Streelman. 50-1.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY.
So go to dailyrotor.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
DKMX. Fight blood cancer. You can save a life. Go to DKMS.com/FNTS. A Y, and of course, Daily Roto if you want to make some money. 40K last night.
Yeah, 40K.
40K.
Big winners.
Was made, well, actually, 40K plus made by the listeners last night. So let's shut up and get to Tony Cicada's lineup. I've got some thoughts on the NBA DFS late tonight. Tony, tonight it's all about the Denver Nuggets and the Cleveland Cavaliers. That's the game I'm looking forward to watching and betting. That is the game with the highest total on the board. To go along with the Pelicans and the Kings, it'll be interesting to see the Pelicans going back-to-back. Tonight we have a high total with the Magic and the Lakers, and we have a lot of lineup and injury situations tonight as well.
Yeah, so the big problem tonight in the NBA is the big problem is Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis says he will not give us an indication of whether he's going to be available to play till 7 o'clock tonight. So I don't think you could take the chance and put him in your lineup if we don't have a word there. I think you just have to drop down to James Harden or LeBron James there, even though you want to go Anthony Davis. And I think that if Davis was ever out, right, Rondo and Holiday are going to put up some big numbers. So yes. I'm going to line up with Rondo and Holiday tonight. And I do have some Sacramento guys in there because this is the worst defense, the New Orleans Pelicans, outside of the Phoenix Suns. And Scott Labissiere, he's listed as questionable, but he is playing tonight and he will start. And I'm also going to use Kostas Kupis, who will play 25 minutes with Willie Cauley-Stein out tonight. So Rondo, Holiday, Labissiere, and Kupis I'm using in that game. I also have two Raptors, cheap Raptors tonight against Detroit, have been playing horrible. And Fleet and Poete, $4,400 and $3,800. Those two guys there I'm going to use, and I'm going to pair them with James Harden and Kyle Kuzma. Orlando doesn't stop anyone on the front court. Without Ingram in the lineup, Kuzma played 31 minutes last game. I expect the same.
You know, I look at
Poetti's been on fire.
I like this.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Portal.
Yeah, we call him Portal. Utah.
Portal sounds like that's where you poop.
There's no R in the name, but there's an R in it.
Yeah.
Is he Polish?
Polish, yeah. That's right.
He's
exactly.
Polish.
The Polish hammer. Polish. The guy's tough.
He's Polish. Utah Ute.
He's very tough.
Between him and Kyle Kuzma, I don't know why the Utah Utes aren't better than they should
be. That's a really good point. They got really good.
You got
Pirtle,
you got Kyle Kuzma on your team. Maybe you needed to pay more
DeLon
than Kuzma.
DeLon Wright went to Utah.
DeLon Wright. All right, let's start off with the point guard position here. Harden's 11-1, and we'll go through Tony's lineup in a minute, but Harden's 11,001 tonight against the Milwaukee Bucks. Oladipo gets Utah this evening. I like Holiday tonight against Sacramento. You know, he's got a lot of jump in his step, but back-to-back won't mess him up. And as far as Davis is concerned, it was a real scare last night. Tony, looked like, you know, no one really knew the extent of the injury. And I don't know if you saw the GIF in which there was a video of him lying down on a stretcher in the tunnel. And, you know, it's funny. We were like, all right, man, if Davis is out, we're going to crush the Clippers in the second half because the Pelicans were up by 13.
Yep.
And then we waited it out, and then Davis was in, and I'm like, screw it. I got to take the Clippers plus 8.5 in the second half, so we crushed it. Game barely went over the number when we hit the Pelicans plus the 2, hit the Clippers plus the 8 in game, and hit the over. So they're going back-to-back. My guess is he doesn't play tonight. Back-to-back.
I agree.
Playing against Sacramento. They can't afford to lose him. I don't think he plays tonight.
Exactly, because he's been on fire. You can't risk it.
His hip was banged up. I think he sits tonight. I do like Holiday a lot, though.
Do you build your team with LeBron, Gabe, and then fill in the blanks later
on?
Yeah,
I do have LeBron in a lineup here. And you know what? I've got a guy that you brought up before in the past here. What do you think, Cam and Tony? Cam's brought him up in the past. Jordan Clarkson tonight, Tony, $4,600 in a game. I think it's going to be a real track meet tonight.
The problem with Jordan Clarkson, though, is Clarkson has been getting less playing time than when he first got there. Now, Denver, 27th in the league, had defending point guards and two guards, but Jordan Clarkson hasn't put up 30 fantasy points in his last 10 games. He's maxed out at 25.
I know what a guy that I think we should
and
look at.
They actually played Denver. They actually played Denver on March 3rd, and he put up 20 fantasy points.
Yeah. So if he can listen, 25 is to, you know, that's five times the value right there.
I was going to ask you guys this. Think about it. Houston beat Oklahoma City last night. They scored a lot. That game, a lot of energy. I'm going to go. Think about Milwaukee. I know they don't score tons and tons and tons. Better defensive. But Eric Bledsoe tonight at $7,500, I think, is a really good option because I think Houston, I know they're good, man. I know this winning streak's hot, but they got to. I think this is the night they maybe get a little bit tired.
You know, it's crazy. When I saw that 6.5-point line, I'm like, that's too much for after coming off that game last night. Milwaukee's a good defensive team. Houston, they're in the middle of the pack of defending point guards, shooting guards. They're right in the middle of the league, 7,500. I think it's a decent play. I don't think it's a great play. I think it's a decent play. I would actually go down a little bit in salary if I wasn't going to go. I like Harden, and I like Rondo, and I like Holiday. If I was going to go down to the next guy, I'd go Isaiah Thomas and Lonzo Ball in that matchup against Orlando's gods.
You know, the only thing I don't like more than some of the music Florio plays sometimes is losing money betting against the Houston Rockets.
Oh, and it's getting annoying.
I've done it a few times recently, Cam.
I'm doing it one more time. I'm putting my foot down.
I got lucky the other night. I got a push with the Nuggets. You know, it was 4.5. I bought the half point up to 5. I got the push.
I thought they were going to come back.
It's constant. Remember, Tony, it was like a week and a half ago. I was like, oh, they're at Utah. I think you liked Houston that night. I took Utah.
Yeah.
They were getting there. I was like, man, Utah's getting 6 on their home floor. How do I not take these guys? Houston beat them easily. Last night, I took Oklahoma City. Houston beats them easily. I'm just getting tired of it. They've won 16 games in a row.
I understand. I just think, isn't Milwaukee in a good spot tonight? They're getting 6 points, man.
They are, but they're fraudulent to me a lot of times, man. They got so much talent. Like, I think they have as much talent as that. They remind me of the Eastern Conference Minnesota Timberwolves, the Milwaukee Bucks.
You see all these players, and you're like,
you go, what the hell's going on here?
Watch Andrew Wiggins, dude.
He'll drive you nuts.
Me and Cam sweat more doing a radio show than this guy does playing a basketball game.
No, we're not lying.
Like, he'll take his shots and watch when he doesn't have the ball. He literally just stands there. Literally. Like, he doesn't. He just stands there.
I love tonight. So that game's down to 5.5, Houston. So I basically bought 1.5, and I put it at 4 and given 4. But I love Denver tonight over Cleveland. Denver played like crap last night. Jokic got benched. They're going to come out and crush it tonight.
Are you laying 55 cents, boys, or the 3.5? Seems like a low money line for 3.5. Enticing money line.
I laid the 3.5.
There's nothing worse, though, Tony. When I put those parlays together, I tend to do more. That's the one time where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be burned. Like, if your team
drives you nuts.
What about the total, 229, Tony? You think it gets there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
How can you not?
Yeah. Cleveland, they like those Mexican bullfighters.
It's a tough night in the NBA tonight, guys, because a lot of teams are on back-to-backs. Let's just run through the games quickly. Actually, all right, Tony, give your NBA lineup, actually. What's your NBA lineup?
My NBA lineup tonight is your guy Rondo, Holiday, the two New Orleans guys, Kuzma, Labissarie, Kufis, Van Fleet, your guy Portal, but I call him Poetti because Portal sounds like a place where
Poetti.
Poop.
I like Poetti.
Harden. I want to make everybody Italian, too. Harden is my last guy, 11,100 there. So I got two guys in that New Orleans game. I think you have to lay off Anthony Davis unless we get definitive word tonight. You can't take that risk, especially when you have LeBron James and James Harden both in good places.
Bogdanović could go off to
I like that play.
He always screws me, dude, when I take him.
There's always one guy that'll mess
up. You know why?
New Orleans don't play defense, though, right?
You could absolutely put this guy in your lineup tonight, and he could go crazy, right? But anytime you put these jump shooters in your lineup, if they don't shoot well, there. And here's the thing. The guy shot 63% his last game, 50% his last game, 52%, and then 42%. He's been on fire. You know, something should happen the other way around, right? Sometimes these things even out.
Tony, the Orlando Magic are, what, second to last defending the point guard position in the NBA?
Yes.
They've got Lonzo Ball tonight. Lonzo didn't have a great fantasy night the other night, but
he's going to bounce back.
Lakers are playing good basketball. They played well in spurts. It was a weird game against Portland the other night. They played well, the Lakers, and then they stumbled out of the gate. Then they played really well in the second and third quarters, and then they fell apart in the last 4 or 5 minutes. But it was really – it was really just Lillard taking over. The Lakers are really trending upwards right now. I think the Lakers get back on track tonight. I'm not really ready to lay the 6.5 points here. Total's 224.5.
Sounds like you'll like the over in this game.
Yeah, I think there could be a track meet going here. But from fantasy purposes, I'm going to go back. I think Lonzo Ball has a nice game tonight.
I actually like to lean a little towards Thomas out of the two. Like those two, I would lean to Thomas.
Yeah, Thomas, he's coming off the bench, but he's shooting the ball like 20 times a game.
he's back to not his shy self. So absolutely, I think he is the better play. Just because when you saw Ball come back and he was playing real well, he was really firing away at the three-point line. And I thought that was unsustainable. And I think we're going to see a correction there. So I like Isaiah Thomas better from a scoring perspective.
I know, Tony, we always talk about Kuzma in the minutes. He's $6,100 tonight. Do you pull the trigger?
Love him. Love him tonight. He played 31 minutes in that game without Brandon Ingram. So you put him in your lineup tonight.
What about with no Tristan Thompson? I think Larry Nance Jr., we didn't bring up Larry. He's up to $6,300.
LNG, getting expensive.
Another guy, because I think, I'm looking to stack this game. Another guy I like tonight in this game, Tony, is Will Barton, $7,000.
It's interesting with Will Barton in that Denver team because you got Barton is the guy that I talked about this morning. I absolutely love him in this game. I think he's the one that can score on that team and he's automatic. So I like him tonight. And then you go and you look at the situation involving Nance, right? We don't have much to go on because he hasn't played that much in the system, but at $6,300, I would take a shot on him, absolutely. If you put him and Kuzma together, you feel a little better about Kuzma, but I'm going to tell you, the guy with the most upside is probably Nance.
I've got them both in a lineup. I've got a lineup here. Van Fleet.
Yeah.
Jordan Clarkson. Mm-hmm. LeBron James. Kyle Kuzma. Larry Nance Jr. Will Baby Bump Barton. James Enos the third.
The third.
And Bogdan Bogdanovic.
Let's hope he doesn't screw you. Double B.
I like the James Enos pick for people out there that see the
3,700.
Yeah, he's $3,700. Look at the minutes. Forget about what he put up fantasy points wise. He played 31, 28, 28. He was 1 for 11 in his last game.
Exactly.
So all these guys, when I tell you that they're overshooting and that I get concerned about it, well, it's the opposite with James Enos. At $3,700, the team thought enough to keep him in the game for 31 minutes. That's all I need. Put him in the lineup.
Tough night in the NBA for bets. It really is. And I've been really good in the NBA this week, but nothing's jumping off the page.
Not feeling it tonight. It's a hard
night.
I want to take Toronto, but the Pistons play better at home, so that's dangerous.
Yeah.
I want to take Denver.
They played last night, the Raptors.
I want to take Denver. Don't want to lay the points. Same with the Lakers.
Look, Mark Lawrence's trends have the Utah Jazz as the pick tonight, but the Pacers keep winning at home all the time.
I know.
Houston's won 16 in a row. It's a tough game. Guys, I'm going to go over 214.5 in a Houston-Milwaukee game. I'm going to go over the 214 in that game, and I'm going to take the Denver Nuggets on the money line and the over 229. Those will be my three NBA picks.
What's your NBA parlay, Tony?
Oh, you know what's crazy is I just hit the open bets, and my site just had a problem there. So go ahead, and I will re-energize my site.
I got a hockey lineup if anyone cares.
Yeah, bring it on. Bring it on.
Oh, everybody loves it.
There's three games tonight. I actually won a little bit on I've been winning these double ups. Like, even though my goalie got nothing, like, I had some guys who did some damage. So let's do this. Sidney Crosby, $7,200. Got him and Malkin in the lineup. I expect fireworks. It's Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh tonight, the Battle of Pennsylvania. That means goals, fist fights. It's going to be a great night tonight. Claude Giroux, your favorite guy, Tony Giroux.
Giroux,
$7,000. We're going to the population of Pominville. Buffalo scores. $3,600 for Jason Pominville. Jake Virtanen, cheap. He's with the Vancouver Canucks. They got injuries to Brock Besser. He's the man. $3,200, getting more ice time. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, $4,900. Travis Hamonic, no teeth, hurt people, $3,100. John Gillies, my goalie for Calgary. Stay hot in Buffalo. And Michael Backlund, $5,700. Let's do this thing.
Here's my parlay tonight. I got the Rockets. I bet them down. I put a money line. I went the New Orleans Pelicans money line. Denver Nuggets money line. Los Angeles Lakers money line. And this is where I'm strapping it on. In the Bulls Grizzlies game, no one would care about it unless they're gambling. I am going the Bulls with the money line.
It's the strap on special.
That's where I'm strapping it on.
It's the strap on special.
Can you imagine getting poked in the butt on the Bulls game?
He's looking to poke the book.
Poke the book.
Poke the book.
Poke the book.
It's a good site. Like PokeTheBook.com.
I like that one.
All right, I got some college picks for you guys here.
I'm listening.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Yep.
I don't understand this number. I think they're going to beat, and it's a nice revenge spot for Georgia as well. I think Georgia beats Vanderbilt tonight.
We like Notre Dame tonight.
And let me finish the picture.
Sorry, Moretzi.
Yeah. George. Yeah, thanks, Tony. Exactly. I'm not even through. Like, I didn't even get to the total yet. All right. So I like Georgia and the over. It's down to 131 right now. They played twice this year. They got to 144, and they got to 147 in the two games. Georgia and the over, 132. Georgia money line minus 135. We got Bedlam. Oklahoma State and Oklahoma are playing each other. It's a massive game. Both teams are on the bubble. Like, really. Like, seriously, this is as serious as it gets. The last three times they played, the scores were 83-81, 109-89, and 96-82. The total is 160. It's going to get there. The Sooners don't play defense. Give me Oklahoma State and the over 160. We got Patrick Ewing and Chris Mullen throwing down tonight. Give me Georgetown Hoyas and over 143. Georgetown plus 5 and over 143. Notre Dame Fighting Irish. People are going to be scared of them tonight because they were flat against Pitt yesterday. We'll tell you that they're 8-2 all time at the Barclays Center. Virginia Tech, not the same team when they're not playing at home. Give me Marquette. I'm going to lay it a 5 against DePaul. Marquette are on the bubble. They need this one. Here's another one I don't really understand here. Give me South Carolina. Ole Miss have absolutely quit, man. Their coach is gone. They're falling apart. The Gamecocks get it done here. Frank Martin's going to coach, try to go on a little bit of a run. Give me Syracuse and North Carolina over 140, and give me the Washington Huskies plus 2 and over 139, Cam.
I like those players a lot. I'm on the clock. In the NHL, I like the Philadelphia Flyers to beat Pittsburgh at home. I also like the over 6, no goals in that game. My dog of the day, it's actually a Coyote. Plus 125, Notre Dame money line, Georgia money line, Washington money line in college, and I'm taking Milwaukee, Gabe, plus the 6. I'm an idiot going against the Rockets.
May the winners be yours, Tony. May the winners be yours, Cam. We apologize. Guys, get home safely. I know there's a big Northeaster hitting everyone everywhere. Not everybody is as tough as us can deal with snow.
Right.
So get home safely, everybody. We'll be back tomorrow at 4 until 7 o'clock. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.